For people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and did not have dependents, and said 2.1 million were not working. For months, asylum seekers have been prohibited from filing their claims at U.S. border crossings under a Trump administration policy. The migrants' efforts are causing major traffic delays at Arizona crossings because United States Customs and Border Protection officials had to barricade lanes used by cars legally entering the United States from Mexico. Shoppers, teachers, and visitors traveling to the U.S. through Nogales, Mexico, endured up to five-hour waits over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. Let's see what time it is. What time is it?
You're asking the wrong person here. I wasn't prepared for that question.
And we just had a quick little snow shower. Forecast today is mostly sunny. I'm still waiting for it. I have 42. Friday night for the Clinton parade. It's going to be mostly partly sunny. I have 45. Saturday is going to cool off a little bit. Sunny with a high of 38. And then Sunday for the Hunterdon Parade down Main Street by Flemington, it is going to be sunny and a high of 44.
Forgot you always play this one.
It's because come down to the city.
You do. What's the other one?
Let's crowd around the big tree. All you strangers.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
I guess that's okay. I like Bing's version better. Maybe we'll play the other one after our second commercial break or something. That sounds very loud today. I'm backing away from my microphones. Better. Much better. Okay. Good morning and welcome to the library show. Who's this? Matchbox 20 again? Is that the name of this band?
Rob Thomas.
Oh, Rob Thomas. I think he's the lead singer for Matchbox 20. Jennifer's a big fan of Christmas and New York City. Rob Thomas wrote a song just for her.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the library show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the HCL Gingerbread Competition is on display at the main library. We announced the winners this past Tuesday, so stop by before Christmas and take in all the sights and smells of all the incredibly creative entries. Last night, the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet kicked off our slate of holiday concerts and events at ACL and NCB in December. We'll tell you what else is in store. Jennifer once shot a man with a paintball gun just to watch him die. Die, D-Y-E, Jennifer. Open borrowing, youth services programs, holiday parades featuring our bookmobile, trivia, and so much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
So we unofficially kicked off the holidays at HCL last Tuesday. It was quite the day to be at the library. Starting at 3 p.m., we had a kids' gingerbread craft up in the youth services department. And I should say crafts, because there was probably a dozen crafts for kids to do. We were showing movies, Frosty and Rudolph. Kids could color and make a variety of crafts all day on Tuesday, starting at 3 p.m., and a lot of kids did. And then at 5 p.m., the Hunterdon Fiddle Club graced us with their presence and gave a concert featuring the students, which is always very popular every year. And then at 6 p.m. we had our gingerbread competition reception. We had 35 entries in the gingerbread competition this year that are now on display at the Huntington County Library, so make sure to stop by. You're not going to want to miss it. Every year they get better and better, and this year there are some incredible entries and just so creative. I actually forgot to bring the list of winners with me. I'm going to post it on the web probably this afternoon and on Facebook. But the Best in Show winner, I remember their names. It was the Perea family, and they did the Surgeonsville Inn, and it is incredible. Wouldn't you agree, Jennifer?
I would.
It's the detail is just as good as you'll see in any gingerbread competition anywhere. All those gingerbread shows on TV,
yes,
incredible. Other entries that I can remember off the top of my head, someone got first place in the category for family for doing Whoville from The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and the detail on that one was incredible. Someone did Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I thought this was clever. For the Emerald City in the distance, they used pretzel sticks and covered them with green icing, and it looks just like the Emerald City in Oz. That was a very clever way to do that, I thought. DeVore Farm has been represented, the Fleming Castle, Clinton Bridge, a lot of local scenes, because you could have either made a Huntington scene, because the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is one of our sponsors. Chris Phelan was present at the reception to give away awards and speak about all the good things the Chamber does throughout the year, including hosting our gingerbread competition. And then the Friends of HCL were our other sponsor, and people were welcome to make storybook gingerbread houses. We had A Nightmare Before Christmas. We had a couple Grinches That Stole Christmas. We had a Wreck-It Ralph, which was very, very good, too.
That was one of the winners.
That was one of the winners as well. They did, just the detail. It must have taken these families and these people a long time to make these things, because I know how hard it is, and I'm terrible at it. I can make something very simplistic, and it'll take me all day. And the things these people are coming up with are just... Wow, someone, Chris was very happy, someone did a depiction of the Huntington Holiday Parade coming down Main Street. They even included the blue line between the yellow lines for the police appreciation.
Yeah, Cross Scout shirt, yeah.
So that won a special Chamber's Choice Award that Chris was happy to hand out. By the way, the Huntington Holiday Parade is this Sunday, December 8th. The bookmobile will be in it, will be decorated, will be coming down Main Street, so make sure to wave high. And as Jennifer mentioned at the beginning of the show, we'll also be, for the first time this year, in the Clinton Holiday Parade, which is tomorrow, Friday, December 6th, which was Dickens Day, was last weekend, right, Jennifer and Clinton?
Correct.
So the Clinton Holiday Parade is this Friday, and if you want to see the bookmobile there, we'll come on by and make sure you to wave to Carrie and Glenn, I believe, will be aboard the decorated bookmobile. So be sure to say hi. We're happy to participate in these great annual holiday events. So that wasn't it. The reception, we had refreshments. We had a big turnout. We announced the winners of the gingerbread competition. So when you come in now to the library, you can see which creations won which prize. And then that wasn't it. After that, at 7 p.m., Kevin Weiss, who was an author and photographer and obviously a saxophone player, did a program called Christmas Traditions, which I wanted to stick around for. But I had to leave. I bet it was very good. You said you were there for some of it, Jennifer?
Just the very beginning. I think he was a music teacher.
So he talked about Christmas traditions throughout different countries and throughout the ages, right. And which is a very popular as well. So Christmas holidays have officially come to the Huntington County Library. The gingerbread houses will be on display through Christmas. We have some other decorations. We've decorated the library with some vintage old banners that are 30 years old, Jennifer. Those are antiques and probably worth a lot of money.
And we have the Chamber of Commerce banner for all of you who have been looking for it for the past year.
I'm talking about my hand-painted banners. The Chamber of Commerce banner was made of Kinko's.
I know, but Chris has been looking for it for a year. I told him we've had
I have it, and I keep it because I'll never get it back. He can buy another one for himself.
And if you can't get to the library, check out our Facebook page or the Chamber's Facebook page. There's a lot of pictures on it of the gingerbread houses. And this was kind of cool. One of my publishing pals saw it, and she liked the gingerbread And she thought it was a really cool idea.
And the other holiday...
We get the word out.
Yes, definitely. The other holiday event that happened last night was the annual appearance, not of Santa Claus, but of the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet, who've been coming for at least the past 25 years to perform a Charlie Brown Christmas for us. They performed songs from that famous special of Vince Guaraldi Trio, most people's first introduction to jazz, Jennifer. And then some jazz-infused holiday classics as well. Eric Mantel Quartet is a very popular band. They performed at the White House in the past during the Clinton administration, as well as many other places. So we're always happy to have them back. If you missed last night's performance, they'll be performing again next week at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, December 12th. So if you missed them and you want to see them, just... come by the North County Branch Library. Concert starts at 7 p.m. Fred Miller does his annual American Christmas performance. That's coming up on December 19th at the Hunterdon County Library and December 18th at the North County Branch Library. It's a big mammoth Christmas sing-along. Fred tells backstories of all the Christmas classic songs. He might even tear up a bit. He's been known to do that over a certain song that he loves very much. And then he hands out song sheets, and we sing along to all the holiday classics. And then the Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus does their annual Christmas show on Wednesday, December 18th at the Hunterdon County Library. We suggest that you sign up for that one because that one always fills up. It's like one of those old-time nostalgic variety shows. They tell jokes, they sing songs, they do little skits. It's a lot of fun. The Hunterdon Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus, their annual Christmas show is at Hunterdon Central on Saturday, December 14th, I believe, two performances. So if you're interested in the full-blown show with costumes and sets and all of that and the Hunterdon Central Orchestra, I highly recommend that show as well. So just go Google Hunterdon Harmonizers to find out how to get tickets Saturday, December 14th.
And if you're not going to see the Harmonizers, you can go to the North County Branch Library and see the Enslows. Ridley, and I can't remember his wife's name, they perform a colonial Christmas using
Anne
and Ridley, performing with authentic
What date is that?
Instruments, Saturday the 14th at 2 p.m.
Okay, and the City Winds Trio does their annual holiday concert up at the North County Branch Library. What's the date of that one?
The 19th.
Is that the 19th? Okay, December 19th at North
Canterbury.
So you have a lot of choices. We're trying to get you in the holiday spirit at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch. So you have a lot of choices. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us, and click onto the event calendar or on the event page and see all that we have to offer. We've only mentioned some of them. There are more. So we're going to go to our first commercial break, and then we'll come back right after this with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm with Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. Quick program, though. Jennifer doesn't need to know this one. Jennifer, I won't be here next Thursday. Make a note of that. So, which means our big Christmas radio show will be on Thursday, December 19th, right, Jennifer? I think I have that day off of work, so I'm going to have to come in special. I'll do that. Oh, that's right, Fred. Yeah, what a day off of work that's going to be. Supposed to have the day off before that, too, but then come in that day, too. But just program note, Jennifer flying solo next Thursday. She can grab Joan Sabo. She has sat in for Jennifer, and she was very good, I thought. So bring in Joan, our newest PR whiz. Thank her for actually, she was instrumental in making the gingerbread competition come to fruition. If you enter the show, Joan was the one who accepted all the houses. I believe Jennifer was there too, right, Jennifer? You were there helping collect houses? Okay, it's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and you at home questions about events that happened on this date. Today is December 5th, 2019. I'll ask you events that happened on December 5th in years past. I'll also give you the names of people who were born or who have died on December 5th. See if you know who they are just by hearing their name. Just give me a brief one-sentence description of them. We'll count it correct, and we'll move on with our lives. Go back to 1492, Jennifer. Maybe that might be a hint. Christopher Columbus becomes the first European to set foot on what island? That is incorrect. What was your other choice?
Bahamas.
That's incorrect. Hispaniola, which is now known as Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Hispaniola was the first place Christopher Columbus set foot on this date in 1492. Okay, Jennifer, on December 5th, 1775, Henry Knox was at Fort Ticonderoga. Why is this still historically relevant? I know you and your husband are military fans. You might come up with this one. Henry Knox.
I don't know.
So it was a very important part, actually. First major, I don't know. So 1775, Jennifer, the British had abandoned Fort Ticonderoga, but they left all the cannons there. And Boston was currently under siege by the British. British were occupying Boston. Henry Knox undertook the expedition of taking all the cannons from Fort Ticonderoga and secretly bringing them to a hilltop in Boston without the British knowing, and surprising the British, and actually drove them from Boston because of the they had the high ground and the strategy. Instead of fighting, Howe decided we better clear out. Of course, then a few months later, they came en masse into New York Harbor, and the war started for real. But this was the first skirmish in Boston, where the British had taken over the town of Boston because of the Boston Tea Party, etc., etc. And this is how they got drove out of Boston, because Henry Knox, taking all the cannons from Fort Ticonderoga. Things would get ugly at a few months later when the British arrived with their full fleet into New York Harbor. 1848, Jennifer. U.S. President James K. Polk confirms an announcement to the United States Congress. I know that's a little weird. What does James K. Polk confirm to Congress on this date, 1848? Maybe thinking of the next year will help you out. He confirms that large amounts of gold have been discovered in California, setting off the rush west to get rich, Jennifer. And then in 1933, the 21st Amendment of the United States Constitution is ratified. What did that state?
Did it say? Did it repeal prohibition?
It repealed the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition. Very good, Jennifer. Okay, born on this date in 1901, Walter Elias Disney. We could go on and on. Hopefully we can go on and on.
Walt Disney. His favorite song was Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. He had the Sherman Brothers play it every Friday till his death.
He was right about that, by the way. I was listening to, okay, he's going to give me some Sherman Brothers trivia. He better nail this because I know everything about it. But he's right. Walt Disney was sick. No one, he didn't tell anybody he had cancer. He was sick. And that song seemed to soothe him from the Mary Poppins film, Feed the Birds. The great Sherman Brothers. DVD alert, The Boys. The story of the Sherman Brothers, Jennifer. I wonder if we have that in our collection. I doubt it. But it's very good. If you want to learn all about the Sherman Brothers, which Will Magalio of the Hunterdon Central Fiddle Club does, obviously, Jennifer. Does he go to Walt Disney World a lot?
He went for Thanksgiving to see the Star Wars.
Really? So he's a big fan. I'll have to go head-to-head with him with Walt Disney trivia sometime. Okay, 1932, Little Richard was born on December 5th.
He's a comedian, singer. The thing I know him from is...
Comedian? I would not call him a comedian.
Singer. The thing I know him from is he did a commercial with Sally Jesse Raphael, and she says, set the table, Little Richard, and he puts his work down, and he goes, there, I helped.
That's all you know about Little Richard?
That's all I can specifically say.
Little Richard was one of the first rock and roll stars back in the Chuck Berry era. Tutti Frutti. Ever hear that song?
Yes.
That's Little Richard. He played the piano. Very flamboyant.
But I'm just saying, like, that's the...
You know him from a Sally Jesse Raphael... Little Richard would be pleased to learn that.
I'm sure.
He's still alive, by the way.
We do have The Boys, by the way.
We do? Oh, awesome. Rent. Go to the library. Put it on hold online right now and take out The Boys. Very touching story about two brothers who wrote all those classic Disney songs, as well as other classic songs, like the song said Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and they had a couple of number one pop hits, like You're 16 and others. It's a fascinating story, and they've written some of the best music, and I won't give it away what their relationship was like. Finally born on this date in 1963, Jennifer, is Michael Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Is he a golfer?
No.
Well, the eagle.
Right. No, that's a good guess.
Nope.
Eddie the Eagle was a British Olympic ski jumper. He was famous because he wasn't very good. Do you remember? He was just okay, but Britain never had a ski jumper, and he qualified for the Olympics. Like, barely. They made a movie about it. Actually, the guy who played Elton John in Rocket Man played Eddie the Eagle in the movie. And... So it was a big deal that Britain got a ski jumper finally in the Olympics, but he didn't do very well, but he was a fan favorite, Jennifer. 1791, died on this date in 1791, is Wolfgang Amadeus.
And we actually have the movie Eddie the Eagle.
There you go.
Just
shows you how complete our DVD collection is. We have a lot of DVDs to lend you. We'd be happy to do it.
Mozart, Einklein Nacht music.
Yes.
He was a musician, composer.
Very good. The Magic Flute. Here's my question for you. How old was he when he died?
He was very young. 43? No.
Very young. He was 35.
Even younger.
35 years old. Wasn't the circumstances around his death a little...
There was a question whether Salieri poisoned him.
1870, do people believe that? By the way, I just saw The Irishman. Did you say you saw that, right?
I saw that, yes.
And what was your opinion? I didn't know what it was about. They actually think they know who killed Jimmy Hoffa.
Hmm. Yeah, well, there's a book, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy supposedly confessed. I didn't realize that. And supposedly a lot of the evidence backs up. It matches up.
So, I liked it very much. I thought there were a lot of nods to the Godfather in it.
Of course.
Did you think?
Sure.
Like when they baptized the baby.
There was some.
But I also think that Pesci, De Niro, and Scorsese have done it for mob movies. I like the way the narrative was in like three different time periods, and it was like a story and a story and a story.
Yes.
And I don't know if I told you, I saw it in a theater on opening weekend, and it was sold out. And maybe six people got up and left for a few minutes, and they came back.
So it's good, yeah. I mean, that's
it's 3.5 hours long, but it didn't consume that long.
My friends, it's on Netflix now, so you can stream it. And my friends have all like it, but they say it's better to watch in like two sittings. But I enjoyed it too. We'll probably get it at the library at some point, I would think.
I would think so.
What did you think about the theory that Hoffa was the one who had Kennedy killed?
Do you believe that? I don't. It's been there.
He was not happy with his brother Robert Kennedy prosecuting him, so he thought the way to stop Bobby Kennedy from prosecuting him was to kill his brother.
The movie was very familiar to me. My husband's uncle worked for Tony Pro, like was in Tony Pro's union. So, like, the stories were always very familiar growing up.
Right. Jimmy Hoffa was a big name back then. People do forget, but Jimmy Hoffa was very popular. I mean, and the only thing he really did illegal was to steal from the pension fund of the Teamsters, but organizing the truckers was a good thing. And
That was the best part of the movie, one of the best parts. When they were sitting in jail, him and Tony Pro. And Tony Pro saying, "Where's my pension?" And Hoffa said, "It's gone." And he said, "But where's your pension?" He said, "I still have my pension. You're in here for stealing. I'm in here for fraud. I still have my pension. Yours is..." Like, it was great that he, like, split hairs like that.
Yep. Okay, also died on this date in 1870, Alexandre Dumas.
He wrote Three Musketeers, Saint Man, and the Iron Mask.
Very good.
20 years after.
Right in your wheelhouse, Jennifer. This should also be in your wheelhouse since your mom's such a big baseball fan. Died in 1951, shoeless Joe Jackson.
She's a Mets fan.
But if you like the Mets, you like baseball. And if you like baseball, you should know who shoeless Joe Jackson is.
He was a baseball player. He was the inspiration for Field of Dreams.
Yes, he was a character in Field of Dreams. What else was he famous for?
Was he part of the Black Sox?
He was. He was booted out of baseball for throwing the World Series with the 1919 Chicago White Sox. Though some people say he was innocent, but they threw out half that team. And then finally, 2012, Dave Brubeck died.
Take Five. He was a jazz
player. Very good. That is correct. Jazz... one of the great jazz pianists, I believe. Take Five, Blue Rondo, I think, was another one of his. I'm sure Eric Mantel probably played one of those last night. And that's it for Today in History. I pass the torch to you.
Pass the torch to me. I was hoping you'd have trivia.
I have plenty of trivia, Jennifer, but we've got to take care of some library business, don't we?
Well, you mentioned open borrowing in the beginning. So if you have a Hunterdon County Library card, but you find yourself in Morris County, Sussex County, Warren County a lot, maybe you have family who lives there and you go visit them, or maybe you work there and you want to be able to use their library, ask us to put a green sticker on your card and we'll do that. And you take your card with your green sticker to one of these libraries and check out a book or DVD, anything that they have in the library at that time. And if you can return it at the headquarters library, well, any library in Hunterdon County.
Oops.
And we will send it back to that library. And we're doing the same thing.
Has it been being used a lot yet?
We've had one patron from Warren County.
Okay. It'll pick up steam in the new year. People are concentrating on the holidays right now.
Right. But it's a good, because there'd be plenty of times we'd be traveling around and we'd stop at a library and see books, and then we'd end up interlibrary loaning them. Or I'd end up having to buy it for maybe ebooks, but now we can just check it out.
Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for the Flemington Area Food Pantry. The library will be collecting these items. General neutral items are appreciated but not required. Sizes, children's or adults. Knit and crochet items will be collected at HCL headquarters, the North County branch, and South County Branch Libraries at the circulation desks. It started in October, and it goes through December 16th, Jennifer. Please mark items either 100% wool, hand wash, or machine washable. Tags are available. Yarn in good condition can be donated and much appreciated. If you need yarn, just stop by the HCL headquarters. Go down to the lower level. There's a big box of yarn that you can help yourselves. If you would like to knit a hat, a scarf, socks, or mittens for the 100 and needy this year. If you have any questions, you can call Cheryl Grotrian at 908-788-1422. Let's help keep our friends and neighbors warm this winter. So we've been doing this for several years now, and I'm always in awe on how many people participate in this. We have a lot of great knitters, and how quick these people are in making all these beautiful hats and scarves and mittens. It's just mind-boggling to me. We have a lot of them on display at the library, and then when we get enough, Cheryl packs them all up and brings them over to the Flemington Food Pantry to be distributed to the people that need them. So the knitters unite.
There's some yarn on the lower level and some patterns.
You know, patterns as well. I didn't realize there were patterns.
There's some. They may not be simple enough to knit a quick hat, but you know, if you have a little bit of time and you're in the library, pick up a skein of yarn.
So if you like what you're hearing on the library show and you want to know what's coming up at all times, well, consider signing up for our online newsletter called the HCL Happenings, Jennifer. Jennifer, how would they sign up to get a occasional newsletter from us telling them what events are on the horizon?
You just go to hclibrary.us, and there is a picture on the right-hand side. Just click on it and enter your email address, and it will take you to the archive page, so that if you want to see some of the past issues, you can click on them. One was sent out yesterday, which has all the holiday concerts that are coming up. And then there's a link at the bottom that you can register now. It takes you to the events calendar. So it's pretty much one-stop shopping. And it comes out about twice a month.
So twice a month, and it just keeps you abreast of all the events we have coming up so you don't miss anything.
And then there's also a youth services newsletter that comes out about once a month.
And can you...
You can sign up for one or both.
You can sign up for either one or both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, the Friends of Hunterdon County Library. Let me just read a little bit about them if you have never heard of them and wondering what they do. Another year will soon be coming to a close, and you'll realize that your plans to make new friends, to become more involved in your community, or to offer your talents to help a worthy nonprofit organization never came to fruition. Perhaps you didn't know where to start. We're not motivated to do research in order to find a suitable organization, or didn't have the time or desire to attend weekly meetings. It says if you're reading this, but I'm reading this, Jennifer. Are you a user or a supporter of the libraries? If you are, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library is a nonprofit organization whose goal is to promote and enhance services that our libraries offer. Over the years, their annual book sale has raised over $1 million. Monies have been used for summer concerts and movie nights, art shows and STEM initiatives, a grand piano and a sound system, and for carpeting and moving expenses. This is possible due to the generosity of this community and people willing to donate both their time and talents. The Friends also understand that people want to become involved but not sure how. Today we're here to say that if you have the time and desire to help, we will help you find a role in this organization. Currently, we're looking to create a committee that will help with press releases, take photos at events that we sponsor, create displays for the annual book sale and or tricky tray, and to create posters and flyers to publicize events. A long list of options for sure, but they do not require weekly or monthly meetings. Not interested in any of these choices? Then how about becoming a website manager? To learn more about the Friends of HCL, visit us online at hclibrary.us. There's a button right on the homepage that says Friends. You can click on that, and then all the Friends information about this great group that we depend on so much. All the information will be right there. If you would like to share in the work and enjoy some camaraderie along the way, please contact us. You can also email them at fohclfriends@gmail.com, or you can call 908-788-1434. So if you really were serious, if you have some time and some talent and you would like to join a very worthwhile organization, I can think of none better than the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. A lot of great people. They do a lot of great work, a lot of fun work. like you said, it's not like it's like weekly meetings where it's kind of like a grind. It's a very lively group. I'm looking for another word that I'm never going to find. Jennifer wasn't listening.
I'm listening, and I'm trying to think of what.
But we highly recommend it. So just go to their webpage if you're undecided. Go to their webpage, hclibrary.us, and click on the friends and just read up about them, what they've done and what they are doing and how they've helped the library and the community. A lot of great people in the Friends organization. And we appreciate your support. We will go to our final commercial break right now since we have some trivia to play and looks like Jennifer's pulling up some stuff over there as well. So one more set of commercials. We'll come back with more Library Show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer Winbury, Jim Thatch, and Jim Gano will be in 15 minutes.
Was I on the air there when I said I didn't start my Christmas shopping?
You weren't.
Okay.
Now everybody knows. It's like you're completely decorated.
Yes. So the holiday season is upon us. This is my favorite time of the year, Jennifer. I'm not as much a big fan as Christmas as I am a fan of Christmas time. I love the weeks leading up to Christmas. It's going to go very fast this year, unfortunately, faster than normal. I'm going to try to slow down and enjoy it as much as I can. But I hope all of you out there have a very merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. This is the time right there, these 3 weeks right now, Jennifer. Not even quite 3 weeks anymore. Are the best time of the year. So just drink in all the good cheer and all the happiness and... This is the time. Christmas Day is fine too, Jennifer, but this is the time of year that I think it's really the best. I have trivia for Jennifer and for you at home. Some more trivia.
Where did you do trivia this morning?
Trivia this morning was for the Hunterdon. It was a fundraiser, not a fundraiser, but it was the annual thank you breakfast for people that do all the important work at the Safe Coalition of Hunterdon County. So we had a freeholder or two there, a lot of the prosecutors, a state senator was there, Jennifer.
Oh, really? Who was there?
Kip Bateman was on hand.
Interesting.
To endorse in trivia. So let's see. I'll ask you some questions from this morning as well as some others. Let's just start you off with some general ones, see how you do. What is the title, Jennifer, of the Star Wars Episode 9 movie that's coming out in theaters on December 20th? It's the final Star Wars movie, supposedly.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Very good. I didn't think you'd know that one. How did you know? Are you a Star Wars fan?
My cousin is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Okay, Jennifer, who's credited with first saying, man cannot live on bread alone? I thought you'd be all over this one.
I don't know. Benjamin Franklin? No.
Jesus, when he was in the desert for the 40 days and 40 nights, the devil tried to tempt him by suggesting that he could, if he was so hungry, why doesn't he turn rocks into bread? Mm-hmm. And then Jesus had this zinger just ready for the devil. What is the first names of Donald Trump's three wives?
Ivana, Ivanka, Melania.
Ivanka is his daughter.
That's his daughter.
Melania is his current wife. We're looking for Marla.
Marla.
That's his second wife, Jennifer. How many states make up the New England states?
Maine.
Correct.
Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
That's correct. Six is what we were looking for. Who was the president of the United States at the start of the Korean War? And during most of the Korean War.
Truman?
Correct. Very good. Harry S. Truman.
Can I do a side note? I'm working on a extravaganza of
Harry Truman?
Presidential trivia for you.
You are?
But it's
was
not,
that one of the questions?
No, it's not about the presidents. It's about their names and like add a letter to their name or anagram their name.
Okay, interesting. When is this extravaganza supposedly going to happen?
I'm hoping by President's Day in February, because it's...
Oh, that would be topical.
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, what is the first thing Frosty the Snowman says when he comes to life?
Happy birthday.
Very good. What type of bird species, Jennifer, was observed by Charles Darwin during his evolution studies?
Dodos?
Finch. He was studying finches and how their beaks changed over time to adapt to their surroundings. And that's how we got the theory of evolution, Jennifer, thanks to those little finches. True or false, the border of Pennsylvania and Ohio is a straight line.
True.
That is true. Very good. Name any member of the classic rock band Pink Floyd. Ooh, very good. That was Sid Barrett. I think you remember him. He was the one who went crazy. Most people know Roger Waters.
Crazy isn't my
David Gilmour, Nick Mason, and Richard Wright. And Jennifer, within 5 years, either way, how often does Halley's Comet pass Earth?
96.
76 is what we were looking for. Which wasn't it was supposedly it was it came by the year Twain was born and the year Twain died. If I'm not mistaken, that was a fact.
Interesting.
Okay, Jennifer, try this one. How about Hit the Road? I'm going to give you two characters from a movie where it's all about traveling somewhere, and I'll give you their destination.
Okay.
And you tell me what movie. Aunt Edna, Ellen Griswold, and California.
Vacation.
Very good. They were going to Wally World in a vacation. How about Neil Page, Del Griffith? We're going to Chicago. Actually, had a nightmare trip trying to get to Chicago.
I don't know.
Neil Page was played by Steve Martin. Del Griffith was played by John Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Harry Dunn, Lloyd Christmas, and they were going to Aspen. Dumb and Dumber. Charlie and Raymond Babbitt, also heading to L.A.
Rain Man.
Very good. Rain Man. Rain Only Man. One of them was autistic. Was it autistic?
Yeah.
Everett McGill, Pete Hogwallop, Delmar O'Donnell. Looking for buried treasure in Tennessee.
Goonies?
A lot of people did say that, actually. Oh, brother, where art thou? Alan Garner and Phil Wenick going to Las Vegas for a bachelor party. The Hangover. Never saw The Hangover? You're looking like you've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
My God, it's a very popular movie, Jennifer. Jack Walsh, Jonathan Mardukas going to L.A. Jack Walsh was a bounty hunter. Jonathan Mardukas was a mob accountant. Heading to Los Angeles. Midnight Run. Tony Lip. Don Shirley. The Deep South. Don Shirley was a concert piano player. And Tony Lip was his driver and his bodyguard. Movie that just won the Academy Award.
I know. I can see the poster.
Looking for Green Book. Little Rock and I'm sure you haven't seen this movie. Little Rock and Columbus are going to Pacific Playland in Hollywood, another amusement park in California. And they turn on all the lights and attract all the zombies.
No.
Zombieland. Bo Darvill, Cletus Snow are heading to Texarkana. They have a long way to go and a short time to get there. They're taking Coors Beer over the state line. Smokey and the Bandit. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. Let's see how much you know about candy. I'll give you a candy slogan. You tell me what candy I'm talking about. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
Yes. Get the sensation. York Peppermint Patty.
Oh.
Give me a break.
Kit Kat.
Very good. Makes mouths happy.
Twizzlers.
Yes. How many licks does it take to get to the center of?
One. A Tootsie Pop.
It was three.
That was three.
Hungry? Why wait? Snickers. Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
There's no wrong way to eat a...
Reese's.
Very good. The Fresh Maker.
Tic
Tacs. Right track. Mentos. And then sometimes you feel like a nut.
No.
Sometimes you don't.
Enjoy.
Very good. Okay, let's go through one more here. The time is 11:52. We have 5 minutes before Jim Gannot strolls in here with his show, Taking Care of Business, one of the original 100 in Chamber radio programs. Small business advice for you. He's always well prepared. Always a great show. So stay tuned. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to give you three things that have something in common. You tell me what they have in common. I'll give you an example. If I said Swiss cheese, a donut, and a bowling ball.
They all have holes.
Good. Ready? Mm-hmm. Pumpkins, initials, turkeys. Pumpkins, initials, turkeys. They are things you carve, Jennifer. Carve. How about school, skate, and dart?
They all have boards.
Dart board, skateboard, school board. Very good. Electronic, junk, fan.
Mail.
Very good. All kinds of mail. Onion, napkin, wedding.
Rings.
Very good. Ocean, turtle, M&M candy. They all have shells. Coffee, class, and check.
Meat.
Very good. The Ford Motor Company, Nebraska, penny.
Nebraska. Plains.
Lincoln. Lincoln is the capital of Nebraska. Lincoln, head, tail, and cross.
Wind.
Very good. Radio, car, engine, piano.
Keys, dial. I don't know.
Things you tune. Africa, a matador, Little Red Riding Hood.
Cape.
Very good. And then one more. Eyes, eggs, and laundry. Eyes, eggs, laundry.
White.
Very good. I'll have whites. Whites is correct, Jennifer. Okay, a few minutes left. What other business do we need to take care of? What other laundry do we got to put in?
The children's floor upstairs on the upper level, they still have a lot of the remnants of the craft day. On Tuesday, they have a little gingerbread man you can put your head through and take a selfie.
There's a little blow-up gingerbread man in the lobby, too. You can take a, I've seen people taking selfies next to that as well. So remember, the gingerbread houses are on display through Christmas, and we highly urge to reward your senses by coming in and just checking them out. The kids have just been, I just love watching kids come in and like seeing like they didn't know they were there and then they're there. The kids are just like, you got to love kids this time of year. Another good thing to do this time of year, Jennifer, just even if you don't visit them yourself, go see a Santa. Just when kids going to see Santa. I mean, if that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, nothing will. Them waiting in line, then them finally seeing him. It's just, that's what Christmas is all about right there.
But I will say the Jack in the Box near the Santa at the Ashford Valley Mall is kind of creepy looking.
The what?
There's a Jack in the Box at the Santa Land.
Is it live?
It like it moves.
Oh, yeah?
Really creepy. Just saying. All right, well, thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
To do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.